BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, this is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Friday. Joe, our listener, calls up to play another Ho game with us. I discover the wonder of beer pong. How have I missed this? There's an update on our listener Alfred, who thinks he's found the one, and Chris has an irrational adult strop.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. This is BBC Radio 1.
Hello, 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 hello. Loads of people listening in lessons today. I think that's fine because it's Friday. So we've got Hannah, Brandon and Isabel in Mr. H's GCSE ICT class working hard, but not that hard because Radio 1's on. But it's kind of making the lesson go faster.
I think ICT is one of those that you can listen to the radio in though, really, can't you? It's like computers and technology, so you can have headphones on.
Sure.
It's all good.
So thanks for listening in your class today. Let us know if your teachers let you have us on today, because it's Friday, in your class. Text 81199, tweet at BBCR1.
I bet you it's loads of art classes. That's the usual one, isn't it?
Normally art, yes. And sometimes religious studies.
Yeah, I still don't understand why you're allowed to listen to the radio in RE. That's odd.
It does seem to be mostly those.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. It's Friday. A week on from our Lebanese experience.
Yeah, God, that was a week ago, was it?
A week ago, we went for Lebanese food for the first time together. I enjoyed it, did you?
I got a question for you, though. Why did they bring out, it was quite weird, they brought out a bowl of veg at the start. It didn't feel like a course.
Not a bowl, it was a whole massive platter of vegetables. You've got your peppers there, you've got whole massive tomatoes, a couple of leeks. But I love
raw.
It. Yeah, raw veg, yeah.
But why?
Carrots. They always seem to do it in Lebanese places before the main meal. I get right involved, as you know. I bit that pepper, just the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, I was amazed by this because they are just raw vegetables. I thought it was just a sacrificial thing. I thought it was there as a sort of respect thing, some tradition.
No.
You certainly shouldn't be taking bites out of it.
Why not?
Well, they brought it over, and I was looking around. No one else was eating theirs.
Okay, right. So why are they going to bring you out a massive load of food, edible food? This is not plastic food, if you're not supposed to eat it. Of course you're supposed to eat
it. No, you're not supposed to eat it. It's a bit like when you go to the dentist and there's a bowl of fruit in the middle of the table. You blatantly have a go.
I would, yeah.
But you take a bite out of... You took a bite out of the pepper and then just put it back.
Yes, because I don't want them to reserve it.
But they will. Like
they could bring that out to somebody else. So they not if you if I bite into the pepper, they can't do it. And actually, I quite like a bit of raw veg now and again.
I thought what they do is they cover it in glue as well to preserve
it. No, that's decorative. That's like plastic food. That's different.
What that was.
It wasn't plastic. It was a real food. I put it in my mouth and ate it. It wasn't plastic. You're supposed to eat it. They're bringing food to your table for you to eat. No?
No, you are exactly that person. I bet you in any waiting room, if you see some food, you have to just have a bite.
To be fair,
you put it back, it'll be an apple.
To be fair, that is me. Like, I will just, like, have the one grape. Right, well, you're an idiot. That's what most people are saying. It's like bread before the meal. If you can eat it, then eat it.
It's
not a sculpture.
It was whole peppers.
I know. But they do it all Lebanese places. Is it wrong, to take a bite out of one of those lotus flower-shaped carrot things at a Chinese restaurant? Because I've done that as well.
Yeah, good question.
Is that not allowed? Because it's kind of supposed to be a flower, but it is also a carrot.
Mm. The Scott Mills Daily.
Just a few little bits and pieces that I want to kind of clear up, if you've not heard the whole show this week. Do you remember Alfred? Not his real name. The guy who we had to put the voice changer on because he didn't want to be identified. Our listener who believes that he has found the one. He believes he's found the girl he wants to spend the rest of his life with. At a stag do in Spain. Where else would you like to meet the one? It's perfect, isn't it?
Mm.
And so she doesn't speak much English, but she's Spanish. Now, we were calling Alfred a few times, and we said to him, "Look, if you don't want to answer, if you don't want us to get involved anymore, that's fine." But he has answered every time so far. We're going to call him next week to see how he's getting on with the one. But this was the latest update, the last time we spoke to him.
So I saw the girl yesterday. And I just sort of said again, really, that I met this girl in Spain and...
Whoa, hang on.
Well, you told her?
Yeah. Honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, you know, but I thought you were going to do it's not working out, I'm really sorry, as opposed to I've met somebody else.
Yeah, there's a Spaniard involved.
Well, I said that as well. I said both. Turns out she was ever so nice to me the other day when I spoke to her on the phone, because while I was in Spain and meeting someone, she went out on a night out in this country and she met someone.
So there he's talking about the girl that he was seeing here. He's had a chat with her. It turns out that she's seeing somebody as well. They've broken up. They said they're going to remain friends. Probably won't. But now he can pursue the one. And he totally still now thinks this girl in Spain is the one. So we'll call him next week and see how keen he still is.
It feels like it's been a productive week for him.
Definitely has.
Do you know what I mean? Because he was in a bit of a tricky situation.
Yeah, and I mean, it couldn't come out better, really, for everybody, could it, really?
Do you think she really was seeing someone else, or is she just saying that?
No,
to,
just saying that,
better?
I think it's worked out really well for him. Just because I got a few tweets and texts over the last couple of days going, oh, I missed Alfred, what happened? So that's that. Also this week, your friend Fernando came in to have a little rant, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
Yeah. Not happy.
She's only been gone a few days, and the stories coming back are not good.
In what way?
Well, I was obviously worried when she went away that she'll meet better people, she'll do things that I can't offer her, and that's proven to be the case. And now I just want her back.
That's Fernando, whose girlfriend has gone to Vietnam on a buffalo trek. Has Fernando heard from the girlfriend?
I believe, yeah, he has. He has heard that she had quite a big night out last night.
Right, okay. And is she all right?
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
Last Fernando heard there was some beer pong going on.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was the last he heard.
What is beer pong?
Beer pong.
What is
it? Have you never played this?
No.
Oh my God, me and you are going to do this.
What is it?
It's, right, you know how...
I've heard of it, I don't know what it is.
You know how I've experienced some things from you that we've done recently on the show?
Lebanese
beer pong
food
is going to be on.
Okay, so that's our next thing, right?
Yes.
Shall we do it?
Yeah, you wait and see how many people text in.
Okay.
Explaining to you what beer pong is.
I feel like I've really missed out here, have I?
Definitely.
I know. So that's what Fernando's girlfriend was doing last night in Vietnam.
Yeah, so Fernando's a bit unsure about her movements now.
Right, and does Fernando know whether she's heard what's been he's been saying on the radio?
I believe she got gist of something that was said on the radio yesterday, right, and might not be completely happy.
Good to know. Also this week, Vicky McClure was on Innuendo Bingo. Now, who wants to know the secret of playing a good round of golf? Here we go.
Is the wind getting stronger, Paul?
Yes, it is, Sam. It's gusting. It's also a chill to it as well.
Can get very cold, Lynx golf. I remember Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
Oh, my God!
Right, when I do this beer pong, is it going to make me, as Jake from Swansea call it, a massive super beer-drinking Uber lad?
You'll love it. It's so not you.
Oh, no, really?
But you can really get into it.
Right, and we have to do this with beer, right?
Mm. Yeah, what are you suggesting?
I don't know. Just something I'm not keen on beer.
We're going to do it. It's going to be fun.
It's very competitive, apparently. Well, we've never done it together, and we are doing... We're working through the list of stuff that we haven't done together, aren't we?
Mm.
Lebanese food, spray tanning.
First ever spray tan, you'll be playing beer pong.
I'm a bit scared. Show me a video.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily. Hey, that Joe's texted in. You know the guy that invented the whole game where we all go around until one loses?
Oh, yeah.
Are you keen for that?
I'm keen.
I'm keen to get him on because I've started to play it now at home. Is that wrong?
That's all right.
Sometimes with myself.
That is weird. And do you move around the chairs on your
own?
No,
I don't move around chairs. I do it until I give up and can't think of another ho. We'll get him on a bit later on. Is that weird?
Yes, because then you're just listing who's.
Yeah,
yourself.
I often do
There's
that
no
in my
game
head.
Element involved.
No. But eventually I do run out. No?
No, but, okay.
What's wrong with that?
No, whatever you do in your spare time is up to you, innit? It's just a bit weird.
I don't think that's weird at all. Someone called Bernard's been on saying, not a man of the world, Mills. Haven't played beer pong. Don't be scared. Put in the cups what you like, but wine pong doesn't sound as good. Also, I think I might get very drunk if I do wine pong.
Mm.
Very unwise. I mean, you've seen me. I don't want that.
No, but there
not
is
on
an
our
element
first
of,
time.
An element of sport to this.
Yeah, but then I'll just lose interest in that, as you know, and just walk off in a huff.
True.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, Scott. You all right? It's Joe.
Hi, Joe. Who's Joe?
The one who created the Who game.
Oh, yes.
Oh, the Who game, man. How are you?
Yeah, good, G.
Are you still playing it with all your friends? Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. All the time.
So you know that sometimes we
have
something that's a bit retro. Well, Joe has invented this game, which involves him and his mates just occasionally doing it until someone fails and doesn't find a who.
I've started doing this with my mates. It's like our going out game to play.
It's quite good. So you just got to think of something a little bit from the past, and we'll go round in circles until somebody fails, okay?
Joe, I warn you, I'm getting good at this.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so Joe to serve, and then me and then Chris.
The Cheeky Girls. Hey!
MySpace. Hey!
Des Lynham. Hey!
Walkmans. Hey!
LaRue. Hey!
Bunsen Burners. Hey!
Ricky Martin. Hey!
Canoodling. Hey!
Floor Fillers. Hey!
Game Boys. Hey!
Flirt Divert. Hey!
Mouse Mats. Hey!
Liberty X. Hey!
Jack Penarte. Hey!
Liberty. Hey! That was what they called themselves before, Liberty X.
The Thunderbirds. Hey!
Beth Ditto. Hey!
Captain Scarlet. Hey!
Knockdown Ginger. Hello.
VHS videos. Hello.
Phone cards. Hello.
Same difference.
Hello. Oh, you're so good.
Wagner. Hello.
Subtitles. Hello. Is that who?
No, that's not who. I watched something with subtitles the other day.
Teletext. Hello.
Paying by check.
No, I can't fail.
No, you're done.
Oh no,
you're out.
Me and you, Joe. Man on man.
Let's do it.
That's who rubbish.
Off? Who on who? Ready?
I'm ready.
You serve.
Okay.
Got it.
Grange Hill. Hello.
Tracing paper. Who?
Donkey Kong. Hello.
Bunsen Burners.
Hello. No, you've done that one already.
Have I?
Ah, you're out. Oh. Joe wins.
I win. Good. Oh. Back on top.
Ha. See, no one's as good as Joe.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Are you reading from a list or is it just from your head?
A bit of both.
Oh, okay.
It's like a list in my head.
Yeah.
Should have asked.
It's literally got to a point where friends will randomly think of a who and just text it to me at the most inappropriate times.
I love that.
And how's the fish shop today?
Do you know what? I no longer work at the fish shop.
What, you don't work at the fish shop anymore?
No, was there 2 years and not anymore.
Why?
Do you know what? If I say it's you guys' fault for being on the phone when I should have been working, will you give me a job?
No.
I'll take that as okay, no. Yeah. No, I just don't work there anymore.
Had enough of smelling a fish every day?
No more of that, no. Yeah. Currently job searching and right. Watching daytime TV, so hopefully I'll find some who's there.
You've got a lot of time to who, haven't you?
Absolutely. Maybe I'll make it a full-time job.
Cod luck with that one. Had to be done.
I've got one more, by the way, I've just thought of. Claire Richards.
Okay, I was playing with the idea of Woody Woodpecker.
Oh, that's a great who. Yes, that's up the who's doing the who as the sort of. That's good.
I could do this all day. Right, got a dash. See you later.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Oh, this is such a good record, but I just don't understand the video. Has anyone seen it yet?
Oh my god, the video's amazing.
Why is it amazing? Give me one good reason why it's amazing.
Well, the camera doesn't move the whole time.
So. What?
It's
oh, here's
really
me
cool.
Badly dancing down a derelict street.
Oh, Scott, look, I've got the video up. This isn't bad dancing. Are you serious?
It's dancing off of the breakdancing in the 80s.
Mate, last week when we had that meal and you managed to convince me to stand up and dance, that was bad dancing. This is great.
No, it's from the past, that dancing. Has everyone, like, look up the video for Hideaway, Kaiser, not spelt in any way like you would think it would be, K-I-E-S-Z-A.
I don't think you can say this is rubbish.
And no, it's I don't like, understand.
Because for me, this is my favourite song at the moment.
It's a brilliant song.
And so when I look at this video,
what
I think this video is amazing.
What's she doing against that graffiti? It's horrible.
Do you know what? I'm sure Greg will be the first person to go and remake this video, but I would love to see you give it a go.
It's begging for a parody, but it's not 1984. All the Kaiser fans are on. Yes, I do like retro, and I said I like the song. It's just the video is... I don't know, I didn't get it.
Do you find the dancing weird?
I find it 80s. James says, her dancing cringes me out so much, plus she's wearing knee pads under her skinny jeans. I'm talking about the Kaiser track and Hideaway. Look at the video. You might see what I mean. I tell you what, it's. I tell you, if you watch an early Madonna video, it's Madonna dancing from like the early 80s, yeah.
So are you saying it's a bit like watching your parents dance? Is that what you're saying?
It's a bit like watching someone dance 30 years ago, that's all.
Right.
Sarah in Exeter's been on. Just handed all my uni work in for this term. That's a good feeling, right? She says, I feel kind of free. The sun is out. Very stressful. All over now. You're playing amazing tunes. Good work, Sarah. Hope you're good this afternoon. Loads of people still got us on in class as well, mostly ICT and art. Coming up, George Ezra and Casio. Don't even.
Listen, I'm happy to move on. I think it's a great tune.
I love that song.
And it's not my place to really say it sounds a bit like Brand New Combine Harvester, which is a song by The Wurzels. In Places.
It's in my head again now. We're gonna have to make the comparison again, I'm afraid.
I've got a theory that we're running out of music. At some point, there's going to be a real problem because there's only so many combinations of notes that you can have. Mm. And I think at some point, Radio 1's going to be banging trouble when there's no more new music.
I mean, it's the new music station. What are we going to do? It's going to run out at some point soon.
But no one's having meetings about this. It's like, we'll carry on. And the signs are there.
I know. And I know that you've been trying to force a meeting with the head of music for a while now.
Like, he won't sit down with me.
I don't understand it.
Can we force this issue? Like, I would love to sit down with him and discuss my theory.
We're having this on air now, are we?
Oh, he's probably listening.
Mm-hmm. He's just over there, in fact.
Anyway, awkward. Just something to be wary of.
Really awkward. Yeah, sure, okay. George Ezra coming up soon. I like it that the Wurzels off the 70s now recently wished you a happy birthday.
I know, it was so strange.
On Twitter.
And complimented me on some rapping that I did. And then the other day, another Who, couldn't believe it. And the tweet was, any more tap end coming soon, Chris? UB40.
No way!
The original creation. Red Red Wine.
Off of Red Red Wart.
From Red Red Raw.
The Breakfast Show, yeah.
Yeah, it was a song I won a Grimmy for the other day.
Wow. God, they've all been on, haven't they?
Incredible. Any more tap end soon? UB40.
That's incredible.
They shouldn't know that.
Friday on BBC Radio 1. Here we go, then. I got a brand new combine
harvester, and I'll give you the key. Yes.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm trying to think if there's a song that I've ever played as much on the radio as this one. I don't think there is. People still love this song.
I've got a real situation with it. For some reason, I think just because it's ingrained in my head now, whenever I go into the shower, I sing this song, and it won't leave.
As soon as I hear...
Everybody
I think,
get up.
I think maybe I won't want to hear that for a while.
But I'm not joking. Every time I go to the shower now, I have to sing this song.
Really?
It's so weird, man.
Well, there's an image for all of us for the weekend. Thanks very much.
Everybody get up.
About it. Oh. And listeners, he doesn't wash his feet.
Oh, why are we bringing this up again? I'm just saying, who does? Like, seriously, who when you're in the shower, goes between the toes and...
You've said this before.
It's a weird one.
Well, I can answer that for you. Not you.
No, not me. And I'll tell you what, I know I'm going to get a load of abuse now.
Again, yeah. Nicole's listening in her car. The sun's shining, though, and it's Friday, so that's good. Robin, hi, Robin. Listening at work. Sun's shining, it's all good. Andy Robinson's doing a bit of housework, listening to Friday Tunes on Radio 1 and loving it. Danny Howard's going to play Real or No Real at 3:40 this afternoon.
Last night I went out with some friends, right? Went and had a couple of drinks. In fact, you came and met them for a little bit.
Yeah, they were really nice.
And as the night went on, we decided to go get some pulled pork.
Oh, lush.
And then...
All the meats.
A couple of drinks later, I may have had a bit of a strop. And I don't know if it's linked to sort of, you know, my friend Fernando might have put me in a bad mood yesterday.
But... Oh, right. What with the girlfriend in Vietnam situation? Yeah.
But we were having a debate about The Voice and about judges on it and about whether it's any good.
Not
basically.
Called judges, are they? They're coaches.
Sorry, coaches.
Right. And that annoyed you even more.
In particular, Kylie. Because I'm not going to lie. I think this series of The Voice is much better, but I'm probably not her biggest fan.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I think on The Voice, she sort of annoys me a little bit.
Is she trying too hard?
Yeah, maybe. And also, I think there's too many false promises.
Like what?
Well, like, she always seems really, really nice when these people are getting knocked out.
Yeah, she is. She's a sweet lady.
And they're saying too much, or too many cliches, like, you know, this isn't the last you're going to hear of them. It happens too often. Anyway, these things have grated on me.
I'll tell you what, also about Kylie, I love her, right, very much. But, like, she's doing that kind of... cutesy thing a bit too much for me.
You know her better. You've met her a load of times.
I love her.
And she's really nice. But anyway...
Okay, why the strop then?
Sorry. So anyway, we had a few drinks and me and my friends had this debate. And anyway, because, I think maybe because of the drinks, I had a bit of an irrational tantrum to the point where we had such an argument that I ended up walking off and going to the toilet, which I know is ridiculous.
I love an irrational strop because sometimes they come upon you and you don't know why.
And I suppose I was having a bit of an argument with my mate, so he wasn't helping the situation. But I don't know why it wound me up so much.
Not really anything to have a strop about. It's just a conversation.
I woke up this morning and I felt really stupid because of it.
Did you... But at the time, you're like, yeah, I'm sticking to my guns?
Yeah, at the time...
Did you know that you were maybe a bit unreasonable at the time?
There came a point, and we sort of went past the debate, and one of our friends was like, look, should we move on? And I knew I was being unreasonable and just carried on and carried
yes,
on. Yes,
I've done
so
this.
It was so irrational.
I know. I like... Because they can come with that warning, but I do like a little adult strop every now and again. Mm. Especially about something that's not even worth worrying about. Those people have irrational strops, it's not just you.
I'm pleased to hear.
Irrational strop yesterday. Someone's been using my really nice shower gel, won't own up to it. I lost it at work. That's from Alice. Rosie in Bath. The place where she normally gets breakfast every day didn't have cereal bowls this morning. Went off. Mm. Couldn't have her cornflakes.
But then you always regret it later on.
Yeah.
Or the morning after.
Absolutely. Two of my friends had a proper strop last week over a difference of opinion on a Plymouth Argyle under-18s footballer.
That's a good one.
Tam's in.
Hiya.
Irrational strop, go.
I had a strop recently when people were opening their crisp packets upside down at lunch.
And did you really go off about it?
Yeah, I kicked off. I had a 30-minute break, and the whole 30-minute break was why it's wrong to open your crisps upside down. It just doesn't make sense.
Did you back down?
No.
Do you still think it's the right thing to say now?
Well, you shouldn't. Why? If the writing's up one way, you need to open it up the right way.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, though, does it, really?
No, it does, though.
But why does it, though?
Because you should be able to read it, like what you're eating. If it's upside down, it's just weird.
But I don't care, but I don't want to read it. I just want to eat them, though.
Yeah, but it's... you should open it the right way.
But why, though?
I think it makes my fingers feel tingly just thinking about it.
Oh, love, you've got OCD, haven't you?
I think it is like OCD.
The thing is, most people with their irrational strops, they go away after a while. It sounds like yours is still going.
Still going strong, isn't it?
And I think that now people know it annoys me. They do it just to wire me up.
Yeah. Right, so if the writing's up the wrong way, then you hate it, then they shouldn't be eating from that side of the packet.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Oh, God, she's going again. All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Also, if I'm reading the writing on the crisp packet, it's normal to me because I'm looking down.
Good point. Yeah.
BBC Radio 1. Fall, Wadad, Panal, Changes... I like Scott that's actually admitted that his irrational strop was stupid, but it's still winding him up now. On holiday in Ibiza, they will not put the chips he was having with his kebab in the pita bread with the meat. It had to be on the side.
Right, but he won't let that go.
Put them in the pita bread. No, we can't do. Why not? We just can't do. But they can put them on the side.
Yeah.
Why can't you do that? Put it in... Sorry, Scott, I know it's making you're losing it right now. What's the difference between putting them on the side or putting it in the kebab with the meat?
You sound like you empathise.
I really do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Danny Howard's here.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
All right, yeah. We're going to be playing Real or No Real in a minute, and you can tell me everything about dance anthems that's happening tomorrow on Radio 1.
Can't wait.
Are you aware of a band called 5 Seconds of Summer?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
Should I be?
I think that you'll always remember where you were when you heard about this band because they're about to be massive.
And I was here, right here, with you, Scott.
That's right. If it's a pop band, you'll hear about it with me first.
You're across it.
So, yesterday, we caught up with the new boy band, 5 Seconds of Summer. They're 4 teenagers from Sydney in Australia. Luke, Mikey, Callum and Ash. They have been living in the UK since September 2012. Before even releasing a single, they had got over 9 million Twitter followers and over 40 million views on YouTube. What helped was that the band supported One Direction on their Take Me Home tour.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
See, that could have gone one way or the other for them, because if One Direction fans would have been like, well, I hate this band. But what's been happening is, like, 5 Seconds of Summer and One Direction are quite matey, and you can see it all over Twitter when they talk to each other. So if you're a Directioner, you also like 5 Seconds of Summer. Because it could have been the one of, like, oh, I don't like them because I like One Direction. But you can like both, and that's allowed.
What if they, like, eclipse One Direction, though? Then One Direction sort of shot themselves in the foot a little bit.
Well, yeah, but you know, you never know, see? Mm. It's a chance you've got to take. So they say that, like, All Time Low and Blink-182 are their influences. I'm about to play their song, She Looks So Perfect. You can find out what happened when we met 5 Seconds of Summer at this time on this show on Monday afternoon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
OK, so it's Danny Howard with Real or No Real. Are you ready?
Always ready.
Let's go.
The youngest Obama child, Sasha, has her own bouncy castle in the basement of the White House.
Well,
that's cool, isn't it?
Do you remember that film, Richie Rich?
Yes.
When you were younger, and he had, like, a slide, and he had, like, his own fast food restaurant. And this is how I imagine it would be, but would it be in the actual White House?
I went to Number 10 once, casually, and I saw David Cameron's kids' treehouse outside in the garden.
Oh, that's nice.
Really?
Through the window, yeah.
What changes would you make to the White House if you were in? What would you add in?
I think I would put...
a disco?
A club in there, definitely.
Yeah.
For starters.
I don't call it a disco, by the way. That's referencing my granddad.
Yeah.
But you've got some quite quirky things in your place, haven't you?
Like what?
Which makes me think that if you were president, like, those would be the changes that you'd make.
Oh, we've been to your party, Scott.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing quirky in my house.
You've got, like, a 6-foot wine glass. You know that massive, massive wine glass?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'd definitely put a bar of some sorts in there. Maybe there's a... We don't know what's in there. Maybe there's a bar in there already, you know? But is there a bouncy castle in the basement? I'm all for a bouncy castle myself. I've hired them for many a birthday party as an adult. They do always smell of socks, though. Mm. I don't know why. They do.
A bouncy castle's easy to put up and put down, so I can imagine that being in the basement. To keep his kids happy, of course.
And also, blatantly, the president has a go on it sometimes in times of high stress, because you would. You'd just jump it off.
That's a great thought. I'm going to say, on that thought alone, I'm going to say real.
I'm also going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh, well, that's silly. They should get one.
It.
They should.
Listen carefully to this next one.
Comedian Bill Bailey loves owls so much, he once ordered owl off the menu from a Chinese restaurant and took the still-alive bird home with him to save it.
Oh. He does look a bit like an owl as well, doesn't he, Bill Bailey?
He just loves the owls.
That's a very noble gesture, if so.
Now, I don't remember going to any kind of Chinese restaurant near where I live where owls on the menu.
No, but
this must be well fancy.
Or abroad, potentially,
possibly.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I've never had, like, you didn't get a sweet and sour owl, do you?
No. No. I didn't even know they did owl in Chinese restaurants, but...
Owl fried rice?
It's special.
What are you saying, Danny?
I'm going to say, it says once ordered, because if he did it every time, that'd be impossible. His house would just be full of owls.
Yeah.
But to do it once... Maybe. He's a bit crazy, Bill Bailey, isn't he?
I know he does like animals.
Hmm.
So real or no real?
I want to take a risk and say real.
Yeah, I'm sure I've heard this one before, so I'm going to have to say real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. He's still got the owl and had to build a special area in his garden for it to live.
So it was in the UK?
Yes, it was.
There was a Chinese restaurant serving owl?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Good. I know. Is it wrong? I kind of want to try it now.
Tastes like chicken.
No offence, Bill. Probably yes. But what about this? One for you football fans, that's not me, but it is you two.
The European Cup was stolen in 1982 when Aston Villa players took it with them to a pub in the West Midlands.
Oh, ridiculous.
That's a bit silly, isn't it?
This happened a lot with Olympic medals. Do you remember during the Olympics, they'd gone a night out because it got you into everywhere if you had a medal.
When the Olympics were on, we were talking to a lot of medalists, and they were just using their medal to get in everywhere. They're getting upgrades on trains. They're getting free entry to clubs. Fair play to them, I think.
I would.
Mm. But was the European Cup stolen in 1982 when the Aston Villa players took it down the pub?
I just imagine that awkward moment in training the next day when they all turn up and like, Chris, you got the cup? Scott, have you got the cup? I've got the cup.
You had it.
But what a beer trophy for someone else.
I know. Is the European Cup big or small, or do we know?
Big, it's big.
Is it?
Yeah, all it's right. big. Of course it is. Has to be.
So it's quite hard to lose it, however.
1982, I know back in the day footballers, they liked a bit of a drink after the game. So
they don't do that now, no?
Now they're all health, enthusiasts.
Okay.
Watch what they eat, watch what they drink, if they drink at all. But I think back in the day,
it was smoking and drinking and eating lard.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Oh, yeah.
Was it ever found? Oh, I've got it here. Okay, this is even worse. The players had a few beers, looked around, the cup had gone. Eventually, the police got it back after a long search.
Oh, okay.
See? Don't drink, kids. And what about this one, for real or no real?
Animac's dad invented the choc ice.
It's brilliant. That'd be good. Imagine saying your dad invented the choc ice.
Surely not.
I like a choc ice.
So that tasty choc ice treat that you often find in your freezer, was that invented by Annie Mac off Radio 1's dad?
I think it... Well, no, because choc wouldn't have been the last name, of course. But otherwise it could have been like a Mac ice or
Annie
something.
Choc.
Yeah, or Annie Choc. Does that work?
No.
That's weird.
Not really. It doesn't really go together.
I don't know. This is a shot in the dark.
And she's from Ireland as well, which is not the warmest of places.
True.
So I don't know why that would be the first thing he would think to make.
This is a bit like, what was the Margaret Thatcher one where she invented the Mr. Whippy?
That was real, wasn't it?
That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to say then?
I'm going to say no real.
I really need the points, so I'm going to have to go real on this
one. That one is no real.
Oh. Oh. Whoop! And at the end of that, real or no real?
I got 10, Danny got 30.
Yay. Yes, Danny. Yay. What's on your show, Dance Anthems, tomorrow from 4 on Radio 1?
Tomorrow in the guest mix, drum and bass legend Andy C, which I'm really excited about. Pushing the tempo with Example Kids again, and I've got Martin Garrix on the show, chatting on the phone. It's going to be good.
Chris loves Martin Garrix, don't you?
A little bit jealous of his talent.
Yeah,
he's 17.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was Friday's podcast. You can download our best bits every day for free by getting this Scott Mills Daily from the Radio 1 website. We're back, Radio 1, Monday at 1 p.m.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.